In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. I-70 remains closed in both directions between mile markers 109 and 112 west of Glenwood Springs due to a wildfire. Denver International Airport's CEO is warning against a threat by President Trump to shut down international flights to so-called sanctuary cities. Phil Washington says he has not heard any further details of that threat, but warned it would lead to nationwide repercussions should DIA be targeted.
It impacts everyone in the aviation space. So it is not, in my opinion, a good idea for the entire country to try to single off or single out airports that are in quote-unquote sanctuary cities.
DIA is one of the nation's busiest airports, with a record 82.5 million people passing through it last year. A military training exercise may cause visible smoke and flames in southwest Colorado Springs tomorrow afternoon. Space Force officials say the exercise, which involves a controlled burn conducted at Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station, is part of a training for military emergency responders. Officials are asking residents not to call 911 if they see smoke from the station during the burn. Denver's iconic City Park bandstand will be rebuilt after a fire heavily damaged the structure in March. The original cause of the fire is still unknown. City officials plan to tear down the remains of the old stand this fall, with a new bandstand expected to open in time for the 2027 City Park Jazz season. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Colorado Matters is coming up next.